Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to The Drew Barrymore Show ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I get to walk out with John Cena. I love you so much.
You are too much.
For so many reasons, and I had such an amazing time with you the last time you were here, and we had such an awesome conversation, and I was lucky enough to meet your beautiful wife.
And thank you for being so hospitable. And I was dressed as Peacemaker, and today I'm dressed as a giant leprechaun. I told you off camera, Paddy's is coming up, and this is the only time we'll see each other between now and then. So I'm just trying to, you know, get everybody in the spirit of good cheer.
Shamrock.
Right on.
We are little billboards walking around, and whatever style we choose to put on, other people see it. And when you see visuals of pleasure, the pupils dilate. And I'm telling you, dilation city. Compliment.
As long as we stick to the pupils.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
Well, I don't know.
The back corner got that. You guys, come on.
Your new film spares no.
Yeah, we pull more punches.
With
a friend of yours.
Which friend? Yes. Okay, so Peter and I, the Farrelly brothers, directed a film I was lucky enough to be in with Jimmy Fallon called Fever Pitch. Peter Farrelly went on to, and you know, Dumb and Dumber, There's Something About Mary, The Masterpiece, Kingpin, they're all masterpieces. And then literally I watched Peter Farrelly win Best Picture at the Academy Awards for Green Book. Yeah. I mean, how special is that? And he directed John's new movie, Ricky Stenicki. Which is so fun, and Peter really does pull no punches. Like, he loves to go there, but he has such heart. I think that's what the Farrelly brothers excelled at, was, like, pushing the envelope as far as it could be pushed, but it always has heart, and if you have heart, I think you can get away with anything.
That's a good point, and I think we all want to root for people, especially characters in entertainment, and without a through line, without something to overcome, without essentially that heart you're talking about, it is just a bunch of jokes, and Peter does a really good job of making you want to care for his characters and then making you want to root for him. because Ricky Stenicki is a movie about an imaginary friend coming to life. So it's basically a movie about a lie you're telling becoming real, but it is a ton of jokes and a ton of R-rated jokes. So,
and a good it's also message that I actually go over with my own daughter all the time about honesty.
Interesting. What was your takeaway?
Well, it's like I tell my daughter, like, I want it to be whatever it is, mm-hmm. as long as it's the truth. I can handle any truth as long as it's the truth.
Damn, that's well said.
And so I feel like that's the message of the film. And if you get to a great place with a lie, you're not in a great place.
Wow, you are hitting home runs today.
Really?
Yeah.
I love how my parenting and Ricky Stenicki like come together. You know.
One of my core values is honesty, and it's amazing.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's amazing you say that. This is a phrase you hear a lot. I'm just one of those people with no filter. Uh-huh. That's something that's kind of touchy. I believe in honesty, but I also believe in knowing the room, and I also try to practice empathy. So I do enjoy honesty, and I agree with everything you said, but honesty at cost of not being aware of the people around you and not being empathetic, sometimes that can be counterproductive. So the truth is always the best way, but you also got to know the room you're working with and know the people you're working with.
And you couldn't be more correct about people who have any type of arrogance to say, well, that's just my truth, even though I don't care how it affects others. That is not truth. That's an emboldened sort of selfish pursuit. And I don't think that's the truth. I think truth is a complete shield of BS at that point.
Well, I mean, this is great. This is why I look. It's like we hang out on the couch and nobody's even watching us when everybody's watching us. So I hear what you're saying, and I really enjoy that. But I often believe that we're defined by our words and actions. And if someone operates without empathy, they are truthfully operating without empathy. And that is their truth. But you do have to be accountable for that. I've learned in the WWE that if you're looking for a fight, one will find you. So when folks operate without empathy, in my perspective, they are being truthful. They're just telling you that they're selfish. And that is an immediate indicator for me when someone says, this is just the way it is, this is just how I am, I just have no filter. Those are like red flags for me to be like, okay, you're just not somebody I want in my orbit. I'm just gonna take a little distance.
Do you think that you were born with empathy? Did you learn empathy?
My mom is an ambassador of empathy, and she didn't teach us by telling us. She leads by example, and I don't think empathy is something we're born with. It's a skill, and you have to work at it, just like grit and perseverance and like growth mindset. It's a skill, and if it's important to you, if you really genuinely care about the feelings of others and you want to try to live by those values, just like anything else, you want to be good at something, you have to practice it. So,
does the wrestling world like
excellent transition?
Because
right into sports entertainment.
Well, the way that you spoke about Dwayne The Rock Johnson and your relationship with him made me feel like when athletes talk about mental wellness, like if you, John Cena, this coolest person, this rad guy, this capable guy, a guy who's in a world that is both welcoming to men and women, that is a world. Wrestling is a world. And you're at the forefront of that world. Do you think when you speak about, hey, yeah, I had these, you know, confrontations with this guy, but then I had these thoughts and feelings about it, and then we came back together and we worked through them and then we became friends. Do you think that that encourages people? To me, there's a cool factor there. There's an in. Do you think that that's more invitational for people to work on themselves?
Man, that's a great question. Allow a public service announcement. In no way, shape, or form am I qualified to give any sort of professional advice on this. But I am in a new comedy called Ricky Stenicki. And that's on Amazon Prime coming up soon. And one of the great themes in that is about honesty. So I don't know, but I do know that for me to operate every day, being okay with the person I see looking back at me in the mirror, I have to try to do the best I can to be.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a car or a house. It's the four wheels that get you where you're going and the four walls that welcome you home. When you combine auto and home insurance with Amica, we'll help protect it all. And the more you cover, the more you can save. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Who I tell people I am. If I tell you that honesty is a core value of mine, I'm not telling you so you're honest, I'm telling you so I'm honest.
Would you ever want to go into politics? Would you ever want to go into politics?
No.
It's becoming a really thankless job, so I understand why. But I just wish that I saw more people in position of leadership talking about accountability and humanity and behavior and all of these things that are so much a part of the human experience. And for me and my money, I think you are a perfect ambassador to that, because there's also the wrestling and the cool and the fun, and you're in comedies and you're all the things. So I'm like, okay, if you're all the things and you care about self-reflection and accountability too, I'm like, yes, yes, yes! I don't want it a la carte. I want the combo plate.
Well, thank you very much for saying that. Here's my perspective on that. If you are so influenced by this, and other people one by one are influenced by that, you don't need a political figure to be a catalyst for change. We live in such a great society that people can orchestrate change. And we are in the current state of where we are because this is essentially our attitude. So what can I control if I'm upset with that? I can control how I behave. And if how I behave is influential on other people, maybe it affects you, maybe it affects you, and maybe it affects you. And then one by one, one person at a time, we have the ability to voice ourselves as people.
Do you go to therapy?
I don't. I talk to myself a lot.
Well, you are very good. You should pay yourself a lot of money.
That's it. I owe you for the time.
It's true. Okay, how did you meet your wife?
We were both in a place where we weren't supposed to be. I went out to see a friend watch the Super Bowl, and I told him I wanted to watch it in my apartment because I didn't want to jinx the Patriots. And my fandom of me not leaving my apartment would make sure that they won, but he forced my hand, and I went out to see him. And she was in a part of town where she never frequents, but she had some random people come in to see her internationally, and they're like, hey, let's go to one more place. So it was truly like a happy accident. And we immediately had an attractive spark, but...
Did your pupils dilate?
Full dilation.
Full dilation!
Cool. Yeah.
At what point did you say, I really want to be with this person?
When we had long, honest discussions about who we are, what we enjoy, what we believe, what we want out of life, what we hope to accomplish in this life, what things make us mad, what things make us happy. How we live, our habits, honest, long conversations about everything. And that led us to be like, we are both extremely attracted to each other, but I met her, we've been together for 5 years now, so she had lived her life, I'd lived mine. It's not like this is the first instance of, man, my body's changing and things are getting weird. the attraction was very strong. So after those conversations, I'm like, man, I just met my best friend. I love my best friend, and boy, she rocks my world. So this is one I can't.
And I'm attracted to my best friend as my fully realized self, and it's the right time. I'm so glad. I mean,
I'm loving my life. I'm super happy. I got a wonderful partner to spend my life with, so I'm super happy too.
Okay, I'm actually headed to WrestleMania at this year.
The 40th installment of WrestleMania!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I'm actually headed to WrestleMania at this year.
The 40th installment of WrestleMania! That was a switch you threw right there. That was
so excited. And I teamed up with this group, New Day.
Yeah, Power of Positivity.
I'm joining forces with them. They're so positive. They're so cool. That's me with them right there. In fact, we have three quick questions from them.
Fire away.
Fire away.
John Cena, what's going on, man? It's your boy, Kofi Kingston, from work. We all know that you won so many world championships, 16 titles to be exact. Congratulations forever. But the one question I have for you is, which one of those championship reigns was your favorite and why?
I'm crossing my fingers to say my next one.
Okay, roll the next question.
Biggie from the New Day, long-time listener, first-time caller.
John, what is your go-to cheat meal?
So, I love this question, right? What is your favorite cheat meal? Because this is vernacular that's made its way into our vocabulary that everybody uses. I just don't look at it like that. Because if you're in a relationship that values monogamy, do you then say, what is my favorite cheat day?
No.
No, you don't. The reason I bring up the, hey, what's my cheat day in a monogamous relationship is because it makes no sense. You should be accountable for your choices.
Oh, God.
So when someone asks me like, hey, what's your favorite cheat meal? I turn to them and I'm like, yo, I just don't look at life like that. What are the foods that I like to eat that are high in calories and they're bad for you? Love pizza, love ice cream. Man, love all baked goods. You put a stack of pancakes in front of me and it's
really
gone. Yes, like a fresh baked blueberry muffin, man.
Yes, yes, yes! Okay, last question from Xavier.
My question for John is, considering you're one of the greatest of all time, what's some of the best advice you've ever received?
What's some of the best advice I've ever received?
From the man who gives good advice.
Wow. Be authentic. Yeah, that's
Don't
it.
Don't be afraid to be you. And yet you can grow and change and not lose your core self like Dwayne Johnson. And I love that you guys are friends now. Is that true?
Are you having him on the show tomorrow?
Yeah.
I am very excited for you. He is energetic, electrifying. This crowd will go insane. I'm the warm-up act. He'll be on tomorrow. I'm very, very excited. He is a fantastic, and he will be at WrestleMania 40 as well, and I'm excited for
that. So that means you will be too?
So this is kind of like, I'm kind of waiting for my invite. Unfortunately, it's not like, I don't have a prom date, so I have no one to go to the prom with, so I haven't been asked to go yet, but that's okay, that's all right. I'm very excited that you're going. Dwayne, I'm very excited that you're going. I have not yet found a golden ticket in my chocolate bar. So I guess I gotta keep eating chocolate bars to find a golden ticket. So it's the 40th installment of WrestleMania, and that gives me a tremendous joy and happiness because the event is bigger than it's ever been. And I believe you should leave a place better than when you found it. And I think I've done that, and it brings my heart so much joy to see the event in the place that it is now.
Can I tell you something, John? You have straight up made the world a better place. I truly, truly mean that. It's true. You are talented, you are humane, and you're just downright cool. And you have sick fashion. What can't you do? And I love Ricky Stenicki, and everybody's gotta go see it for an awesome time because it's available now on Prime Video worldwide, and we're gonna go to a clip as we go to break, and I just love you so much.
You're
and I hope I can see Shay today.
Oh, yeah. We'll definitely see that. Speaking of vodka, I'll take a Belvedere. Neat. And a plate of your crispiest calamari.
No, Rod. No. Bad. You keep freeloading off the customers and you're out of here.
He loves giving me the business. Just to be clear, I'm anything but a freeloader. Just gonna give you guys a little squid pro quo for the calamari.
We all have busy lives these days, and we don't want to waste a day recovering after a night out. That's why ZBiotics is the answer we've all been looking for. Their probiotic was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that's to blame for your rough next day. Pre-alcohol produces an enzyme to break this byproduct down. This is a proactive solution that wards off feeling miserable the next day instead of a reactive approach like drinking electrolytes or eating greasy food. Enhance your mornings with ZBiotics. Go to ZBiotics.com/CBS to get 15% off your first order when you use code CBS at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with a 100% money-back guarantee. So if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to head to ZBiotics.com/CBS and use the code CBS at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times.
The spirit of performance is what defines Acura. And now, it's electric. Introducing the ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet. Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own. Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com.
We wanted to share some beautiful news with you. Customer favorites from the line of the kitchen appliances that I actually made and first launched back in 2021 are now available in our new color. It is called Porcini Taupe. And I wanted to create colors that, whether it's lavender or sage green or cornflower blue or this beautiful taupe, I wanted to create colors that are actually neutral because I love a bright pop of color, but it doesn't always go with everything. Or if you like color, but you want to play it calm and safe, there's a great way to do it, and it's to neutrify colors. And in fact, I want to send you all home with a beautiful 6-quart air fryer in this brand new color. So I hope when you cook with it, you know that it was made for you with so much love by me, and I hope that it makes you feel good because you deserve nothing less. And we make this show for you, just like these appliances, so take it with you. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Drew Barrymore Show podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Start your mornings right with the same mug as seen on the Drew Barrymore Show. Take 20% off at checkout with code DREW20 at ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Drew Barrymore products with code DREW20 at ParamountShop.com.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, starting May 8th, wherever you get your podcasts.